After he had changed the water in each cage, Howie went back to the after-school room. "You smell like rabbit," Billy Jefferson whispered. Howie laughed. "Tell me about it," he said. There were shrieks from across the room. Jessica Green was up out of her chair and pointing. There was a rabbit running across the floor. And another. "That's strange," Howie thought. "Somebody must have left the..." He ran to the rabbit room. Rabbits were darting every which way. Howie grabbed Guthrie, but the rabbit leapt out of his grasp onto a table. It landed on the point of a pencil and squealed. Instantly, there was blood. Howie winced in sympathy. Ms. Alfonso ran into the room with a rabbit under each arm. She shut the door. Howie dashed to the cabinet and pulled out cotton balls and antiseptic. "Here," he said, placing them on the table. Poor Guthrie was trembling. "Howie," Ms. Alfonso said, looking him in the eye, "pack up your backpack and sit by the door." "But it isn't 6 o'clock." "I don't want you near the rabbits." "But it was a mistake." Ms. Alfonso didn't answer. "Don't you need my help?" Howie asked. "No. I need to focus my attention on the rabbits, which is what I wish you had been doing. Go wait for your mother and, for goodness sakes, close the door behind you."